Hi, good morning, Rav Osa. I hope everyone is well. Just rereading the last few lines here in Shaar HaSheni, and in at least some of them here in Os Lamed Daled. Hatshiyas, the ninth compelling consideration, the ninth mechayev, that a person shouldn't delay tshuva. Bimei hazikna, beheder koach hahargoshos, Einenu otzer koach l'chadish mislos b'lvavo v'laroch machshavos l'hilochim b'hen b'yitzu. So otzer in this context presumably means, let's say, one of the understandings of atzeres t'yelachem is knufya, to gather. So la'atzor, one meaning of la'atzor is to gather. So in end of otzer koach, the person is not able literally to gather the energy. L'chadesh mesilas bilvavo, v'laruch machshavos le'ilachim b'hem b'yitzo. So Rabbeinu Yonah here is as he does throughout the sefer, is imparting invaluable wisdom and insight. To do tshuva certainly begins, and again, tshuva is most literally targets chet. But tshuva is also a catch-all term for change and improvement. It isn't necessarily the case that the context and the opportunity for change is due to chet in the past. So when we're talking about tshuva, very often, and certainly in this context, we don't mean it only narrowly in terms of that Rahman al-Tan, I did such and such, Chatoim, X, Y, and Z. But in a broader sense, tshuva represents change, improvement. So there's no question that the process of tshuva begins with ratzon, begins with desire and resolve. There's no question that that's sort of the animating force. That's the first element of the foundation. But what Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us is that it entails more than that as well. For a person to change, for a person to improve, it requires l'chadesh mesilas b'lavo. If I want to change, then I need to change the way I do things. If I want to lose weight, I need to change the way I do things. There's something, if I can't continue my same diet as is, or my same level of physical activity. The fact that there's a resolve, the fact that there's a sincere desire, so that's the, as it were, the tnai kodem lemaisa. That's what precedes the tshuva process. But then the tshuva process means to introduce change. So there has to be a chidush mesilas b'vavo. A person has to come up with new paths. He has to design new paths that he's going to follow. If I want to improve my ben odom l'chavero, so what is that going to mean practically? What is that going to mean concretely? What am I going to do differently in order to achieve that result, in order to implement that resolve? So it begins with the resolve. It begins with the ratzon. But that's sort of like saying, you know, you see an empty plot of land. I want to build a house here. Okay, so it has to begin with that. If you don't want to build the house isn't going to get built. But wanting to build the house is not going to make the house sort of just, you know, appear. You know, Rashi quotes the Bayis Shlishi will come down from Shemayim, but that apparently is the only house that's gonna come about that way. All the other houses need architects and contractors. If I see an empty plot of land and I want a house, okay, so now it begins with the resolve. Now I need to begin to make the plans, and only after I have the plans can I implement. It's for this reason also sends a very, very important message. Very important for us to hear. Often we look back, even at your age, there's enough behind you to be able to look back. Alach is kama v'kama. And we see, you know, times that we had a desire to change, a resolve to change, and nothing came to fruition. There is a natural inclination, but it's a yetzer, not a yetzer tov. There's a natural inclination to allow that to introduce a little bit of yiyush, to think that, well, I don't know, can I change? If I can really change, so mehecha teisei that this time is going to be any different than last time. But the first question before we allow that reaction to sink in, the first question is, maybe I wasn't doing things the right way. Maybe bechlal, maybe I looked at an empty plot of land and wanted a house. And maybe I never even called the architect or the contractor. And if I did, I don't know, maybe I dialed the wrong number. Whenever a person doesn't succeed, so in Milei the Alma, it could be that the person undertook to do the wrong things. If I take singing lessons and I don't make it to the opera, it wasn't because I didn't have the right singing coach, and it wasn't because I didn't work hard, it's because I'm not doing the right thing. In Milei the Alma, so a person has to recognize where his abilities lie, where they don't lie, and he has to channel them in the right direction. And in Milei the Alma, the takeaway from lack of success might be, you know what? Maybe that's not the direction in which I'm supposed to be channeling my energies. But Habali time Messiah, so when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to doing tshuva, so it can't be, it cannot be that the person's in the wrong profession. It cannot be that he's working in the wrong area. It can be that I'm learning something that I'm not ready to learn. It can be that I'm trying to learn on a level that I'm not ready for. That can be. And in that context, the person does have to ask the question of, should I be doing this? But when it comes to looking to do tshuva, So by definition, a person is applying his energies and is channeling his energies in the right direction. Could it be that he has unrealistic expectations? It could be. But he's in the right area. It's not, there's no analog to, I'm in the wrong profession. I'm taking the wrong major. There's no analog to that. Which is why, if we haven't succeeded in our Tikkun HaMidos, or if we haven't succeeded to the degree that we would like to succeed, there's a need l'chadesh, and there's a need la'aruch machshavos. There's a need to strategize, and there's a need to come up with a different approach, because the right approach succeeds in the area of tshuva. There's no such thing as unless a person is paro, but there's not too many people on that list, so there isn't really a leidus hasafik to that effect. Unless a person is paro, he has the ability to still do tshuva, and I bali time asayin also. So when I'm not succeeding, so that's why from what Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us, what bimei zikna is more difficult to do. So a person can infer what kodem yimei zikna needs to be done. What do I need to do differently? L'chadesh mesilos. What do I need to do differently? How do I need, maybe the difference is I need to change my attitude to something. Maybe the difference is practically I need to do something different. And la'aruch machshavos means that a person needs to have a plan. Whenever you want to accomplish something, if you want to get from point A to point B, so you need a plan. And I mean, sometimes the plan just sort of happens so easily and quickly because it's not especially complicated that we don't realize we're planning. But we're always planning. Either I'm going to walk, or I'm going to drive, or I'm gonna take public transportation or something. But I need a plan as to how I'm going to travel from point A to point B. In tshuva, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to move. We're trying to improve. We're trying to move from point A to point B. La'aruch machshavos, a person needs a plan. He needs a plan. That plan has to involve something new, something different. Again, the difference may be attitude. It may be a support system. Or it may be doing things different, a different approach. And to recognize that it's not only what I'm going to do positively, it's how I'm going to avoid the pitfalls. L'hilachem b'hen b'yitzro. A person has to recognize that in order to get from point A to point B, so I need a plan how I'm going to travel. But I also have to realize that there are going to be potholes and pitfalls along the way, and to figure out how am I going to circumnavigate those pitfalls. And then we have to be realistic. We have to be realistic. Other than buying a lottery ticket and winning the lottery, so things don't come easily in life in any field. If a person wants to rise to the top of a profession, people work very hard. And there's something intuitive that Any top-notch doctor has worked tremendously hard to become what he is and who he is. And there's something intuitive that there's a correlation between the effort put forth and the result. And it's certainly true in Ruchnius as well. a person has to, again, this is what it's more difficult to do, b'mei zikna, which is why a person doesn't want to leave it to them, but it's necessary, l'troach v'lamo. That doesn't translate and shouldn't translate into, oh, it's so onerous. No, if you ask someone whose dream it is to be a doctor, if you ask him what medical school or residency involved, he'll tell you you work tremendously hard and you have to be focused. He won't tell you it's onerous, because if you want it, and this is the only way it can be had, so that's not onerous. Is it objectively working hard? Is it objectively exerting oneself? Absolutely. But is it onerous? No. And a person has to recognize that it's going to require l'troach v'lamol as well. In Talmud Torah, but also in Pulos, also in terms of our behavior, in terms of the Vein Adam L'Chaveiro. Okay, we'll stop here for now. B'nei Mitzvah Hashem, we'll resume around 12:45. Okay, have a good productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe.